Tefillah for Life, Shir number 112, Monday, Parshas Miketz. The bracha after Malbish Arumim is Matir Asurim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the bondage, so to speak, of a person when he's asleep. Because Chazal explained that when a person is in bed and he's sleeping, he's locked up. His hands and his feet cannot move. And when he wakes up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu releases them, and he's Matir Asurim. And now he can sit up, he is able to move his hands and his feet. And to us, we don't usually give it so much thought. Baruch Hashem, we're able to move our hands and our feet, and it's not such a big deal. But the purpose of this bracha is the same as the other brachas that we discussed. To help us appreciate it, and not take it for granted. And realize that the fact that Baruch Hashem we're able to move our hands and our feet, it's not something that comes by itself. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matir Asurim. The default should have been that we should still be in bed from the night. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the morning allows us to move our hands and our feet. And unfortunately, Rachmana Litzlan, there are people that cannot move their hands and feet, or they cannot move them properly. How many times do we appreciate that we can move them properly, Baruch Hashem? We explain many times that when we appreciate these basic gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'mirtz Hashem give us more. And that is the purpose of this bracha. A seemingly simple thing as moving our hands and our feet is not really so simple, because at night we cannot move it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to move it, and therefore we make a bracha, Hashem is Matir Asurim. He unties people that are locked up. And the truth is that there's a specific reason why the bracha is worded like this. The bracha is not that we can move our hands and feet. Rather, the bracha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matir Asurim. And the reason why Chazal made the bracha like this, number one, is because it's based on a pasuk in Tehillim that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matir Asurim. But number two is that we should internalize this. And we should realize that every single morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu releases someone that's locked up. He's not just allowing us to move our hands and feet. There's something conceptually important that's going on over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matir Asurim. Every single morning. And by internalizing this, we should be understanding that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no difference between making our hands and feet move and making somebody else, the Rachmana Litzlan, is really locked up, that he can't move his hands and feet, Rachmana Litzlan, because he has an illness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can also make him move his hands and feet. There's no difference. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us move our hands and feet in the morning, he is being Matir Asurim. And he does it every single morning. And the reason why Chazal want us to internalize it like that is to realize that it is just as easy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it for somebody that Rachmana Litzlan is ill and he truly cannot move his hands and feet. And by making this bracha and internalizing this, we bring the power of Matir Asurim into the world. Because like we explained in the earlier shiurim, every time we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in something, we bring that power to the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates that in the world. So if we can internalize that every morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu releases somebody that's not supposed to be released. When a person gets up in the morning, the default should be that he should remain in bed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes him be able to move. And we realize this, then Emirtz Hashem, we will introduce the concept of Matir Asurim to the people that we perceive that are truly locked up. And Emirtz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send them refuahs and yeshuas.